Hello, guys. Oh, ladies, too. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley, a quick rant of truth. Can we reset on the amazingness of a certain phenomenon in society and then focus in on just how stupid it is that, at least if in a free market, that anybody would react to concerns about this phenomenon? What I'm talking about is still the Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. Wait a second. So you were protest singers in the 60s, and now you're against people having scientific discussions on a large scale with world-class scientists, having layman's discussions with these world-class scientists about very specific scientific evidence. So, of course, what I'm talking about is the Joe Rogan Experience, having on people like Malone and McCullough, you know, no less than some of the most published doctors on the planet and or co-inventors at the very least of the technology that is the discussion of the last 2 years. These are, you can't get better experts on this, and they're citing journals. Like, I'm as good of an expert in them as some way if I can cite a journal article and look at the abstract. And the point I'm trying to make is in the abstract of the journal article. But nonetheless, I mean, if you're going to go with, you have to listen to the facts from the expert. You don't get any higher than that, and not even with dickhead Fauci. Okay, so I just want to talk about the miracle of this. Can you imagine, just remove yourself entirely from the context and say, think about pre-2020 America and all the people just shaking their heads and wringing their hands over the idea that Americans and to a lesser extent the world is so superficial and stupid and can so easily be distracted with trivia. And how, gosh darn it, Neil deGrasse Tyson or whoever, horrible example because I'm not impressed, by the way, would say, man, we got to get our people to, you know, start to grasp important scientific topics more, start to be more interested in them. How do we get people interested in them without having, you know, the episode have explosions like Mythbusters, another garbage show, but that's another episode. You know, before 2020, it's like, oh, please, a thirst for these people being more interested in important facts. And then we end up, now granted, with a lot of context that gave motivations for it, we end up with a doper who is a stand-up comedian who gets tens of millions of listens and who ends up still getting tens of millions of listens with people discussing detailed science and talking about journal article findings with world-class scientists on those topics. You would normally say, it's a miracle. How much better can it be? I don't know how it happened. Joe Rogan saying basically, hey, if you're interesting, and interested, yeah, maybe I want you on my podcast. It's a miracle. For an hour and a half to 2 hours, he will discuss the details and the ramifications, social and otherwise, with world-level scientists. And if you don't want to agree that Malone and McCullough are, I didn't say top five. We don't need to have the discussion. You need to go now. Go. Go. If you don't want to agree that the inventor of a technology or co-inventor and one of the most published doctors on the planet or world-class scientists, and I can't help you. Go. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But nonetheless, the study, nonetheless, the subject matter is science and detailed in nature. It's a miracle. But instead of calling it that, Spotify, and this is still the concern, right? So let me talk about how Spotify could be making a big mistake because they have not canceled him. However, they've canceled some of his episodes. And in a free market, folks, guess what? If you have some facts that are not interesting, then not as many people will listen. Or if you have some facts that are not as relevant, not many people will listen. But in the day, and normally, honestly, here's the kind of funny thing about it. I just wanted to state that. Isn't it a miracle? People would think there's no way you could ever do that. How could you do that? You're the savior of science and discussion and intellectual back and forth. But of course, a lot of other factors came into this, and you would. And one of them is, hey, people are thirsty for this. They know they've been lied to. They know things have been undercovered. And they're thirsty for this knowledge. Yes, dopers, MMA artists, all those people. People who have a dissenter, a bone in their body over, wait a second, I think you're BSing me right now. It's no wonder that then, you know, no matter how many articles they read that say, hey, science has showed this, this, and this, they're just not being not the thing that's being publicized. That when Joe Rogan finally has something along those lines where it's like, okay, you're being lied to, miraculously, he gets a lot of viewers and listeners. But instead, big tech says it's not fair that you're getting market share because you're allowing him to fulfill that need. Nobody should support Spotify. It's not fair. Hey, you're the one who pulled yourself out of getting that market share. So why is Spotify listening? Now, Spotify didn't cancel him, but they pulled episodes. In a free market, then you have the advantage because you got Joe and what he'll allow to be discussed. And because of that, people going, you know what? I can't get it anywhere else. CNN is still lying to me. MSNBC lying to me. Fox to a lesser extent, but still holding up and supporting a bunch of the lies because they won't get to the bottom of it always. They'll just kind of mostly support some of the assumptions, even though here and there they kind of pick at some of it more than the other two, but still not enough. I need to go somewhere else. Hey, you know where I can go and listen to honest discussions that do have scientific rationale? Joe Rogan. So Spotify has a gold mine on their hands, but really anybody does who does not censor. And until we get back to the world of people not being lunatics, politically and otherwise, those people who call lunatics as lunatics, the part of the ruling class that are lunatics, those people will get more listens and views unless censorship is allowed everywhere. Also, let me bring up really quick, there's a great article on Zero Hedge that is at least free for now. I don't know exactly how Zero Hedge works. I know I save those articles on occasion that says it's funny how all the conspiracies are now being mainstream fact-checked. Everything down to cloth masks being a ridiculously stupid idea outside of, yes, when you cough, it catches your cough, and that might respiratory particles might be inside your, in the droplets. But short of that, it's garbage. I've told you that a year and a half ago when we compared sizes. And everything else, like all these things, Walensky and the other, it's like a pivot just happened. And some would say it's a pivot so that people don't lose in the 2022 election. But the problem is, unless we can never forget, like this is what you tried for almost 2 years, or rather over 2 years. And therefore, we cannot trust you. And we've got to push that because otherwise they'll be like, oh, no, it's okay now. But really, they've learned that as soon as they want to ratchet up the censorship and the how dare you, they will. I mean, people now admitting things like, hey, if you're immune, it's better than vaccines. If you're immune and you've had it and you're a 15-year-old boy, then it actually is a massive risk of increase to get vaccinated of myocarditis and pericarditis and other things. And this isn't me being the studier. This is me being smart enough to read articles. And so now they're admitting all these different things. Well, you know, masks do have some downside. No kidding. Hey, you know, I mean, it's the same people who not 2 months ago were still calling for censorship. But now they're down with a philosophy of letting the facts be known. And not the facts just in the context of Omicron, but just the facts in general. And even admissions of, man, we knew Omicron was pretty mild, but no, lab orient, lab. I just said orient. not what I meant, wasn't Freudian, but lab origin. Lab origin, where now we have, I think it was a Telegraph, but I don't know who for sure, said, well, we knew it was probably lab origin, but we didn't want to disrupt international harmony. What? Let the chips fall where they may, dude. What does that have to do with anything? Let alone when then some people go like, yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you go look at the article just like I did from 2015. It's obvious EcoHealth Alliance was funding these gain-of-function research when they weren't supposed to, but they got permission because it was already going or something, that it was very likely lab origin. But then what happened in the meantime is those who bothered to read early were saying the truth early, and they get banned. They, like, literally lose their Twitter account. How is it okay now to say all this was true? I mean, who gets punished for that? Punished for the fact that somebody's reputation and future potential earnings were massively hit by you can't discuss the most important topic on the planet. How dare you discuss the most important topic on the planet in a way that is against the narrative that we have right now? How dare you? You are not, cannot be held responsible. You are not responsible enough to even be allowed this platform. And how do you sue Twitter? I mean, it's in the terms of service, but Zero Hedge probably lost a lot of, followers. And whether that turned into less, website visits, I don't know, but it certainly turned into, some of those are professional accounts. I don't know if it's like YouTube where you can become, get some money off of that if you're a certain Twitter user and certain following. But certainly, what about those that then got censored off? Biotech, kind of the same thing. That is a Freudian slip. Big tech, biotech, YouTube, and definitely had subscribers and got knocked off where you can make money off of that. Anyway, guys, yeah. It's the miracle of Joe Rogan. Dude, he has jokes and routines about monkeys just having wild sex and us being slightly better than that. But yet, here he is, just a dopester being like, dude, if you want to be interesting, I feel like there's something going on, man. And yet he has world-level scientists. And that is a bad thing somehow. However we got there, tens of millions of people, or at least certainly 10 million people, listening and watching two-hour discussions with world-level scientists about important topics prior to 2020 and the Chinaization / just profiteering based on the fake emergency. It's hard to divide the two. You would have thought, that is a miracle and the best thing ever. I don't know how it happened, but holy crap, this is great. This is awesome. The world is being informed on and is interested in scientific details. Well, as we know, that's because the motivation is you've been trying to control us, and we have to get to the bottom of the science to show that you're trying to control us and to show that you're profiteering. And there's just never been an exercise of this much profiteering despite risk, despite harm, in the history of the world. So yes, it's truly true. It's true that it was motivated for a very specific reason. But isn't it funny then how, oh no, we've got to censor that guy, when never in the history of the world would you say a guy who gets people interested in scientific discussions on the level of millions of viewers listening to scientific discussions for the duration of an hour and a quarter to 3 hours, that's the guy we censor? That's the guy we're unimpressed by? Well, meanwhile, both sides now, Joni Mitchell, does not believe in both sides now. Just the one. And as long as she says her feelings are hurt, then now in 2022, Spotify should censor him. See, we haven't won the battle. Not by a long shot. But when and if corporations say, you know what? Forget it. You know what? We're going to allow free discussion here. That's the gold mine, because humans in a free market, not all of them, But you will have your niche, and they will be a loyal niche. And I got to decide what to do with premium Spotify, because I do pay for it. And now I've learned they got Joe Rogan, but they have taken off some of his episodes. So it's just memory hole then? All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.